About milking cows and so forth. What did you call the thing that you would carry the milk in after you milk the cow?
A pail. Milk pail.
Is that the same thing as a bucket? Or
yeah, same thing as a bucket. Now, it was wood back in my day. There were wood cedar buckets.
What are they usually made out of now?
Galvanized tin. Aluminum. And different things.
Let's see. Now, what would you call the thing that when a woman says you cut some flowers out there, what do you call the thing that she put the flowers in?
A vase?
Yeah, what do you call it that she plants flowers in?
Well, that's a flower pot. Wheels gone. This tape will go.
Now, what about the things you eat with? Your eating utensils are just your.
Well, the knife and the fork and the spoon, tablespoon, what have you.
And after a woman, when she washes the dishes and gets them soapy, she does what to them then she.
She rinses them in hot water so they'll. And I thought I was going to help my wife here a day or two ago, not very long. And I got in there, she didn't wash the dishes, and I decided, well, I believe I'd go in there and wash them for her. Well, I went in there, I thought I'd done a perfect job. And I'd done just as near like as she did. I had hot scalding water to scald them in, and I put them in the drain and pan, or whatever you want to call it. And there she's got. And she come in there and looked at that. She said, "Well, this is the biggest mess I ever seen. What did you do this for?" I said, "Well, I thought I'd help you." She said, "I don't need no help. I can't, it don't look good to me." And darn me, she didn't wash them again. So I didn't
I
didn't say nothing. I got gold.
My wife usually, she get me to do them. She won't say anything about it. She's so happy that. What do you usually call the thing that she dries them off with?
Well, we call it a dried cloth or a towel.
Yeah, when she's going to wash them, she has to turn on what to get the.
Faucet or spigot or whatever you either one is the same thing.
If it's outside, say outside on the house, is it still called the same thing?
On the outside, they generally call them a spigot. On the outside, here that's what we always call them. That's the name of them when you go to the store to buy one.
This past winter, did y'all have some cold weather here?
It was the very worst that we've ever had since I can remember.
We had 15 straight days of snow on the ground there in Tennessee.
Well, now we didn't have too much snow, but we just had a hard freeze, cold wind. Now we had snow, but not too much.
Did you have trouble with your pipes or anything?
Well, no, I didn't. I only had one busted pipe. I've got all mine underground. The pipes here mostly underground, we'd call it just a stand pipe that comes from under the ground up to the fixture, and that's all I have. And I got them on under the house. I've got them covered with that asbestos covering, and I only had one busted pipe. But whoo, boy, there's plenty of people that had it all.
Yeah, I imagine so.
And here, I don't know how it is now.